Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline, and yes, we're so glad you are here with us, aren't we, Peter?
We are. Today is Saturday, so that means we get to review all of the great lessons we had this week.
This week we learned some good tips for travel. Maybe I should go book a flight.
Oh, that's fun. Where are you going?
Oh, I don't care. I just want to book a flight. I could go anywhere. I could find a fun package deal and save some money.
Pauline, before you do anything, you should probably remember that you just took a trip.
I know. I just love traveling so much. Let's just not talk about it then. I won't think about it.
Oh, that's probably a good idea. That might be a little hard, though, but okay. Well, what else did we talk about this week?
We also learned about a secretary's job.
We also had a story time.
Which was your favorite, friends? Oh, they were all great, and that is why Saturday is the best. We get to watch them all together again. Let's do that now.
Great idea, Pauline. All right, friends, let's watch those lessons together.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm planning a trip to New York City.
How fun! Are you flying there?
Yes. I am looking at flights now. I want a good deal.
Book your ticket early. Then you can get a good fare.
I know. I'm looking at a website now.
Look for a hotel deal, too. Hotels are expensive in New York City.
Yes, I know.
When are you traveling?
This summer.
No, avoid the summer. Flights and hotels are really expensive.
Oh, okay. I can choose another time.
Yes, and look for a travel package. That can save you money.
Good idea. Thanks.
Hi, Taylor. You look tired. Do you need a break?
I can't take one, James. I'm too busy.
What are you working on?
I'm looking for a new secretary for the station, but no one wants the job.
Really? A secretary's job is so easy. They just answer the phone.
They do that and a lot more.
So, what else do secretaries do?
Well, they write letters and emails. They make schedules. They take notes in meetings.
Those things aren't hard. Maybe I can be a secretary.
They also prepare reports. And sometimes they miss lunch or work late.
Oh, so no one wants the job. I'm not surprised.
Let's welcome Ms. Bustle to the program. She's a secretary in a busy office.
Thank you, Alex.
Please, tell us more about your job.
Well, I answer the phone, take messages, write letters, and much more.
You are busy. It is not easy to make an appointment with you.
I know. I must also be very professional all the time.
Do you organize things?
Yes, I organize meetings and put them on the calendar.
And you tell everyone about them?
Yes, then everyone can prepare.
What are you working on now?
I'm making travel arrangements for my boss.
Will you travel with him?
Maybe. He might need a good secretary on his trip.
I work in an office with Rita and a guy named Josh. We all like to read and talk about books. I'm reading a book now. It's on my desk. It's only about 80 pages, but it's a good story. I was reading it during lunch today. Josh came to talk to me. He needed to borrow some money. He promised to pay it back the next day. So I gave him $20. My friend Rita saw me. She asked about the money.
Why did you give Josh money?
I didn't give it to him,
I said.
I lent it to him. He promised to pay me back tomorrow.
Well, lending money is not a good idea,
she said.
Money can cause trouble between friends.
You sound like my mother,
I said.
Your mom is really wise,
she answered. The next day, Rita asked about the money.
Did Josh pay you back yet?
Not yet,
I answered.
But here he comes. I'll ask him. Hi, Josh,
I said.
Did you forget about the money?
No,
he said.
I put it in the book on your desk. It's between pages 92 and 93.
Oh, Josh,
I said,
you don't have to lie. Just tell the truth. You forgot.
How did I know? I belong to a travel club. We meet once a month. It is fun to hear about people's travel experiences. We can learn about different cultures and customs. We talk about the differences in food and the ways people live. We discuss places we'd like to travel to and why. Yesterday, a new guy joined the club. His name is Ben, and he said that he travels a lot. At our meeting yesterday, Ben told us that he has been to 20 countries. He even lived in Australia for a year. Wow, I'm jealous. I haven't traveled much yet. I've only been to Canada and Mexico.
Ben,
asked Rita,
have you been to Japan? I went there last year. It's a very lovely country.
I know,
answered Ben.
I visited Tokyo a couple of years ago. People are so polite there. Tell me about Australia,
I said.
Did you see a lot of kangaroos there?
Oh, yes,
said Ben.
I saw lots of kangaroos and other Australian animals.
What's the weather like?
Rita asked.
Is it hot and sunny in July, like it is here?
It's very warm there in July,
answered Ben.
I spend a lot of time at the beach.
I said.
Ben, you've never lived in Australia, have you?
How did I know that Ben had never lived in Australia?
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. Peter and I will answer these questions together.
That's right. But make sure to be using your English at home if you can.
On this show, we do hope that you can challenge yourself. So try to say more than a one-word answer. Try saying a whole sentence. What are we talking about first?
Oh, I am sorry, Pauline, but we have to talk about travel first.
Oh, that's okay with me.
I thought that you didn't want to talk about travel so that you wouldn't think about it.
It's okay, Peter. I already gave up. Thinking about travel is just too much fun.
Okay, well, let's get started. We learned not when to go traveling. When should I not go traveling?
You should not go traveling during the holidays, but that is if you want to save money. Most of us see family and have to travel during this time.
Can you tell us what a travel package is?
Well, that's when you buy several things together, like your plane ticket, a hotel room, and transportation together. You can save money this way.
Exactly. Now let's talk about a secretary's job. We already know that we would not be very good at this. Why is that?
Well, secretaries need to be organized. They help the office run. What time and date is that meeting? Can you help take care of that paperwork? Yep, I would not be good at that.
Secretaries are helpful. They talk to everyone. They help people make sure everyone knows something. They need to be fast and able to help whenever. I would have a hard time with that.
That is why we are very grateful for secretaries. If you are good at this job, I really respect you.
All right, we have a little time for one question. Let's go to story time.
Okay, this person works with Rita and a guy named Josh. We learned about lending money to someone. Even if you are a friend, it's probably a bad idea to lend money.
That's very good. Well, friends, let's take a short break right now, and then we'll be back for some more.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Well, I really liked our story time. We had two different stories, and you had to pay attention to find out how the person wasn't telling the truth.
I always like to know what is going on around the office. Finding the right kind of secretary is an important thing.
Well, we also got to see some great features this week. Let's watch them together now.
Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. This is Jack. I'm just answering some emails. I get a lot of emails every day. Writing answers to emails takes a long time. I wish I had someone to help me answer it. Maybe I need a secretary.
Secretaries usually work in offices. They keep the office running smoothly. They answer the phone. They answer emails. They sort mail that comes from the post office. They also organize meetings and make sure people in the office know about them. Managing an office is one of the most important things a secretary does. He or she needs to be able to write good letters with good grammar and spelling. He or she needs to be able to think quickly and know many details about the office, too. A secretary must have good computer skills. He or she must know how to use several different computer programs and put information into them. A secretary must be careful with details. Answering phone calls is also an important skill. He or she should have a nice voice and be friendly on the phone. A secretary answers common questions about a business. He or she also takes messages for other people in the office. A secretary is busy all the time. A good secretary is a very important person in an office.
There, I answered all my emails. Now I need to make some phone calls. Secretaries make phone calls too. It would be nice to have someone write emails for me and make phone calls. He or she could make sure I'm on time to meetings too. That would be nice. But I guess I'll just have to do them myself. I don't have money to hire a secretary. And that's all for today. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy, happy, happy day. Have a happy day. Happy day. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Come on, H-I-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about borrowing and lending, and here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Lender. Hello, Len. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Len, I have a question today from Bobby Tan of Jiayi, Taiwan. Bobby writes, can you tell me the difference between borrow, lend, and rent? I often can't remember when to use borrow, when to use lend, and when to use rent.
Bobby, that's a great question. Many people have trouble with these three words.
That's true. The three words are similar.
Yes, they are. So let's talk about them. First, to borrow. When you borrow something, you ask someone to let you use that thing for a short time.
Right. You can borrow small things like a pen or big things like a car.
Right. You can also borrow money or clothes.
When you borrow something, it is always important to return it.
That's right. If you don't return things, people won't let you borrow things from them again.
So what's the difference between borrow and lend?
Well, when you borrow something from someone, you are taking it from them for a short time. When you lend something to someone, then you are giving it to someone for a short time.
Yes. When you lend something to someone, you are allowing them to use it for a short time.
Usually when you lend or borrow something, it is for free. There is no charge.
Right. But if you pay to use something for a short time, then you are renting it.
Exactly. You can rent a car or a bike. You can rent dresses or suits.
Or you can rent a house or an apartment.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Bobby. Thanks for asking it.
And thanks for answering our question. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, come in, come in. Oh, Melissa, thank you for coming to babysit Seth.
Of course, Mr. Henderson. I'm so happy to help you and Mrs. Henderson have a date night. Can I hold him?
Sure. Oh, Seth, did you go to the bathroom? Oh, it's a good thing Melissa is here. She can change your diaper.
Wait, what?
You've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Well, I...
That was a super sentence.
What was that?
That was super sentence, man. Someone said today's super sentence. You've never done something, have you? You've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Oh, well, no, I mean...
I'm not asking you. That was the super sentence that I heard.
I said that.
Ah, good. Well, what a cute little baby, but what's that smell?
Oh, it's the baby. Do you want to change his diaper?
Oh, no. That's the babysitter's job. I wonder, can you give me the super sentence in another way?
Sure. You've never been to Europe, have you?
You've never been to Europe, have you? Super. What about you?
You've never seen the movie, have you?
You've never seen the movie, have you? Excellent. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And someone really should change that baby's diaper.
So, you've never changed a diaper before, have you?
Well, to be honest, no, I haven't.
That's okay. This is how you do it. Let me get my wife.
He's never changed a diaper before, has he?
Aren't those features great? It is always a good idea to review the things we learn each week. And this is a fun way to do it, don't you think?
I think so. I always enjoy reviewing this week's lessons and features, and it's a fun way to ask and answer some questions about everything we learned together.
I am still thinking about that second story time. So Australia really does have different seasons than us?
Yes, in July it is their winter, so it will be colder than in December.
It's nice to see how much we learn in a week. We are so proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, we are. So every Saturday you can come here and come back this Monday for another great show. Right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.